Welcome to the Hour of Hope. I'm your host, Pastor Matthew Broman, and I'm so glad you're with me on this wonderful Sunday as we begin the celebrating Christmas. I have great news for you on this program today. We're going to do our Bible study right at the beginning, and then I'm going to fill the hour with some wonderful high choir music from a high church, meaning if you're an Anglican, Orthodox, Catholic, Presbyterian, you're going to love the music today. I like it just because it's church music and it's good, but that's what we're going to do today. So with that, let me start with our Bible study. Hey, Pastor Matthew, Safe Harbor Church, glad you're with me. We're going to be studying John chapter 14 today. Let's pray for the Bible study, and then we're off to the races. Lord, I pray this would be a good Bible study. Bless those that are with us. Thank you again in Jesus' name. Amen. Hope you had a good Thanksgiving. Merry Christmas early. Looking forward to this season as we celebrate the birth of Jesus. Let's start in John 14, verse 15. So Jesus had told them he was going away. He said, if I go away, I'm going to come. And they're really like, I don't know where you're going. So look at what John says in verse 5 of chapter 14. Thomas saith unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? So Jesus had told them, over in verse number 33, says in chapter 13, he says, little children, yet a little while I am with you, ye shall seek me. And as I said unto the Jews, whither I go, you cannot come. So now I say to you. So he says he's going away, still thinking about that. Thomas says, we know, well, he had said just in the previous verse, whither I go, ye know, and the way ye know. And Thomas is like, Lord, we don't know where you goes. How can we know the ways? Thomas thinking, I don't know where you're going. Which road is it? Is it the path to Galilee? Or is it that place pointing in the north? Where is it? He says, we don't know. So then Jesus says something very powerful. John 14, 6. He says, Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. If ye had known me, ye should have known my Father also. And from henceforth ye know him and have seen him. So a couple things he says there. First of all, he says, I'm the way. Stop thinking physical. Stop thinking I'm going. No, I'm the way. The way to what? The way to God. I'm the truth. There were many truths at that time. He says, I'm the absolute truth. So he's saying exclusively he is the truth of God. Then we continue on. He says, I'm the life. He's argued people are dead in their sin. He says, I'm the one that gives life. Notice he didn't say, I'm a religious teacher. I'm a good moral teacher. He says, no, I'm the only way to God. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. The only way to God is through Jesus. And now he tells him, he says, if you had known me, you should have known my Father also. And from henceforth, ye know him and have seen him. So he basically says, you have seen God. You know God. Now Philip is going to bring up another point. Philip saith unto him, now Jesus said, you've seen him. Well, who is he? We'll get to that. Philip saith unto him, Lord, shew us the Father. And it's sufficient to us. He says, no, just show us the Father. So this shows they didn't understand the way to God. It's through Jesus. And they didn't understand who God is. It's Jesus. Here's what he says. Verse 9. Jesus saith unto him, have I been so long with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? He says, I've been with you forever. So see, what did Philip say? He says, show us the Father. Now Jesus says, but I've been with you all the time. You should know me. He that has seen me has seen the Father. And how sayest thou, show us the Father? He says, if you have seen me, you've seen God. He's implying he's God. He says, Philip, you've already seen. I've showed him to you because it's me. Believest thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself. But the Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth the works. So a couple things he says. The message he was saying, he says, evaluate by what I've said. And the works, the miracles. The miracles showed who I am. I'd read I am the way, the truth, and the life. Or he said many other I ams. And what it is it's showing who he is. He does these miracles. He walks on water, feeding the 5,000, turning water to wine, rising Lazarus from the dead. What does that show? That shows he is God. He says, look at my evidence. Verse 12. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. And the greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. He's talking about the commission Jesus had given them. And over in John 13, he had said, 13 verse 36, he says, whither I go, thou canst not follow me now, but thou shalt follow me afterwards. And even earlier, he had said that he was, in verse 20, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that receiveth whomsoever I send, receiveth me. He that receiveth me, receiveth him that sent me. What he's talking about, he said, you're going to do greater things than me. You're going to be here on earth. You're going to be doing a mission. Because why? Because I'm going to the Father. He's going to flesh this out. And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. So you want a verse on prayer? There's two verses. The key point is ask in my name, meaning my objective, my glory. It's for me. So the things that ask that shows you're devoted to Jesus Christ. He says, I'll do it because you're asking with the right motives. He says, I'll do it. The Father shall glorify, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. When we ask with our motives right, by the will of Jesus, we are glorifying Jesus. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. So you just see the motives. Now let's go on. If you love me, keep my commandments. How do we show God we love? By obeying. When I don't obey, I'm showing I don't love Jesus. I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. He's talking about the Holy Spirit. Comforter is one called alongside. He said, I'm going to pray. The Father's going to send you the Holy Spirit, Acts 2. And he says, and then he tells what the Holy Spirit does. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But ye know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. So he says he's the Spirit of truth. He's the counselor. The world doesn't receive him because it seeth him not. The world does not see Jesus. The world rejected Jesus. The Holy Spirit is so important in our Christian life because it empowers us to be able to live the Christian life. And he says, if I go away, I'm going to pray and the Holy Spirit's going to come to you. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. So Jesus will come yet a little while. And the world seeth me no more, but ye see me, because I live. Ye shall live also. Fundamentally important. If Jesus Christ died on the cross and he didn't rise from the dead, then we have no hope. He says, if I live, then you live. That's why he said, I'm the resurrection and the life. Because he was showing the idea that it's like we can live because we know the one that rose from the dead. Do you know him? Verse 20. At that day ye shall know that I am in my Father, and ye in me, and I in you. He that has my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loves me, and he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him, and will manifest myself to him. So Jesus is really talking about a real relationship with God where your prayers are answered, you have comfort, you have guidance. It's so powerful. That's what he's talking about. It all comes through Jesus Christ. Have you trusted Jesus Christ as your Savior? Have you looked to him? He's the one. Don't put your faith in the church. A friend I know used to pass out little flyers and said, my church cannot save you. The only person to save you is Jesus Christ. He's fully God and fully man. Put your faith in him. Have confidence in him, in his name. If you think you were going in somewhere to the White House and you went on your own, you'd get escorted out. But if you came in the name of President Trump or whoever the president was, you can come boldly. Because it's in their name on behalf of them. I hope you've enjoyed this Bible study and you are focused on the Lord as we get ready for the holy season of Jesus being born. I hope you enjoy the rest of the hour as we listen to some amazing Christmas music from over in the other side of the pond. Let me pray before we get off. Before we move on to the music, Lord, thank you so much for everyone that's listening. Pray they'd be encouraged. I pray that they would know the love of God and remember Jesus is a reason for the season. Thank you, Lord. If you're somebody that would like to believe in Jesus right now, pray with me. Tell the Lord, say, Lord, I believe you died for me. You rose from the dead. I want to be able to stand confidently before God. In Jesus' name, amen. Enjoy the Christmas music. I'll see you next week as we continue with the Bible study and more wonderful Christmas music on this radio station.
the Oxen by Thomas Hardy. Christmas Eve and 12 of the clock. Now they are all on their knees, an elder said, as we sat in a flock by the embers in hearthside ease. We pictured the meek, mild creatures, where they dwelt in their strawy pen, nor did it occur to one of us there to doubt they were kneeling then. So fair a fancy few would weave in these years. Yet I feel if someone said on Christmas Eve, come, see the oxen kneel, in the lonely barton by yonder coombe our childhood used to know, I should go with him in the gloom, hoping it might be so.
Oh. The wise men are led by the star to Jesus. Now, when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he that is born King of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east, and are come to worship him." When Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him, and demanded of the chief priests and scribes of the people where Christ should be born. And they said unto him, "In Bethlehem of Judea." Then Herod, when he had privily called the wise men, inquired of them diligently what time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search diligently for the young child. And when ye have found him, bring me word again, that I may come and worship him also." When they had heard the king, they departed. And lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them till it came and stood over where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. And when they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary, his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. Thanks be to God.
Thank you. St. John unfolds the great mystery of the Incarnation. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Thanks be to God.
Thank you. Mistletoe by Walter de la Mare. Sitting under the mistletoe, pale green, fairy mistletoe, one last candle burning low, all the sleepy dancers gone, just one candle burning on, shadows lurking everywhere. Someone came and kissed me there. Tired I was, my head would go nodding under the mistletoe, pale green fairy mistletoe. No footsteps came, no voice, but only, just as I sat there, sleepy, lonely, stooped in the still and shadowy air, lips unseen, and kissed me there.
Thank you. Inspire us, O God, to have compassion for the suffering, to seek justice for the exploited, the oppressed, and the abused, and to reach out with kindness and goodwill to friends and neighbors, strangers and enemies. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And may the humility of the shepherds, the perseverance of the Magi, the joy of the angels, and the peace of the Christ child be yours this Christmas. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you always.